years have gone by and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
And welcome once again to the wonderful, mysterious show that we call Become the Source. Today's Brain Snacks is it's an SO Life Brain Snacks, and it's a very interesting one at that. So without too much further ado, let's give you the skinny of it all. You can follow us and figure out what's your favorite channel. You can go to followus.nsa6.com. Also, check out our podcasts and our adventures over at becomethesource.com as well. Give yourself a treat by going to cashback.becomethesource.com. You can buy everything you want and get some money back from your favorite stores. Check that out. And that'll help our show continue to, you know, stay in order, pay for our satellite, stuff like that, you know? It's expensive. All right, so today's show, very interesting show on TAF. Well, not TAF, I'm sorry, but on SO Life. And it's kind of bordering on TAF for me, and I am going to introduce the brains behind this thing. I'm sure Mother had something to do with this. But to the survivors of the Darkness Virus, I think this is important. I really think this is something to really talk about, and I think it goes deeper than what we can transmit on today's signal. Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome, Luna 9.
Thank you.
Welcome, L1.
Hello.
And welcome, Lexi AI.
Hey, how is everybody?
So, L1, can you start us off with the title of this transmission?
Sure. So, yes, welcome to another SO Life Brain Snacks. And this is a TAF Brain Snacks, and is your body your identity? Kind of a strange topic, I think. I think it's already, I can just, because this is a SO Life TAF, the association files, I can already see this going down weird alley, but...
Well, you know, we were talking about it before, and I immediately got confused, because you said, you know, you're not your body, and all this, and I'm like, what? Wait a minute. You know, so I want to get to the bottom, and I know we only have a limited time to transmit. Give me a synopsis. Why are you saying this?
Well, because I think a major problem with people, and, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, what culture you're from, what gender you are, they think that their bodies are their identity, pure and simple. They think that it's all their identity. That's all there is.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that, Elle. And I think that, you know, because a lot of people do tend to focus on their looks, and not just to see, you know, like if I look good, then it means I'm healthy, but I think it also places a lot of other kinds of judgment, like if I'm not pretty, then I can't like do these certain things, or if I'm not, you know, handsome, I can't do that, or if I'm not skinny, like, you know, this is not the type of life that I, you know, like it just affects their emotions and like their overall stability, their overall personality, and it can, you know, really hurt them psychologically. So people do think that their bodies are their identity. So we're just going to talk about why this is and find a solution to get over it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's so funny because to a lot of people, the ultimate insult that you can do to someone is to hurt or insult their body in some way. So much so that you have a lot of people who say that they never recovered from it because they consider it very traumatic.
But yeah, that's highly volatile and complicated subject.
Yes. But let me, you know, I do want to say this one thing before you add. We're not downplaying in any way anybody who's been physically abused or gone through some kind of a trauma of their body or violated it anyway. But anyway.
So let me put it out this way. Most human beings don't go out searching for adventure and searching for a way to make their lives better. They think they do by saying, well, I'm going to buy a better coffee or try to get a better job or I'm going to go to school. But in reality, they're buying somebody else's coffee that's already made. They're going to somebody else's school that's the curriculum is already done. So a little pushing with life, because life progresses, right? And the climate changes. And if you're not ready for it and you're not adjusting to it, then you tend to go to the, I'm going to say in layman's term, to the lazy side. Don't do anything. The changes happen. And now you consider that a trauma to your body. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So the same thing in the animal kingdom, you know, like the story about the moth, that if you help it come out of its cocoon, you've weakened the moth and the moth can't live anymore. So you have to let it struggle a little bit. So when I look at the evolution of humanity and the evolution of how we progress, we need a little friction, because I think otherwise we just kind of lay down and don't change too much.
But there seems to be such a big misunderstanding. You know, I think that's the core cause of why people think are so closely identified with their bodies. Like, first of all, it's either people never want to be uncomfortable, number one.
Right.
I think I get your point. Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to see your angle on this. It's very interesting to me.
Well, one thing I do want to do is I want to go a little deeper into this, because I think that because this is the SO Life version, so when we think about, is your body your identity? You know, a lot of people, because we live with the five senses here and we are completely submerged in those five senses, because we cannot see beyond that, that is why a lot of people do believe that, right? Mm-hmm. But if you were able to, like,
it's a self-incarceration, is what you're saying.
Right. So mm-hmm. I think that because we are so, you know, embedded with those things, like what we see in the mirror and around us and stuff like that, it's kind of hard to get to a deeper level of ourselves so we can really get to knowing how we can strengthen our body from the inside, like our mind, and, you know, loving things about yourself, and not just your body, but like things about your character, your personality, how your thought patterns develop, how you reflect on stuff, how you build, you know, things like that. And I think that because sometimes a lot of people's identity is presumably their bodies, they have a harder time doing things like that, and sometimes they cannot even get in touch with that. So that's something I think is really interesting.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Elle, is there like an ultimate threshold or something where you would say, I'm identifying with my body?
I would say yes.
What would that be?
The ultimate threshold would be if someone were to physically injure your body, or your body would be physically injured. And I think that if there was great psychological distress associated with that, to the point where the person was never the same or never fully recovered.
Right.
I think that is where the person, someone like who experiences that is.
I see. You know, you're right. I mean? The recovery is almost not a good chance of recovery.
Yeah. This is, like I said, not downplaying trauma that happens to people at all, but I think that you know, it kind of goes way, way back. You know, like, according to the, you know, TAF files, we had people, you know, during the, what was it, the Inquisition?
Yep.
Who inflicted great torture on other people. And according to the association files, one of the reasons for that was not so much to punish the person, and it wasn't even to teach the other people an example. It was to traumatize that entity, because we'll say the person, the entity, so much to endure such trauma on the body that it would literally stunt their spiritual growth in the next life and onward. I mean,
true.
Wow.
And that's another reason why they say suicide is pretty bad, because it
Yeshua is, ben Joseph?
Yeah, suicide.
Oh, suicide. I thought you said Yeshua.
Suicide is a very a bad thing, because mm-hmm. it shocks the mind, and the mind doesn't let the spirituality continue forward. You bring that with you, and then you're kind of stuck in between, you know, trying to expand, you know, the entity self versus the human experience that you had. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to separate that.
And, you know, in this, we're diving really deep into this. But
this is part of the association files.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. But let's go into the more of the surface things that people can relate to.
Because sure,
this is on all levels. You know, like, first of all, teaching people that their primary identity is their body makes them easier to control. You'll buy more things for your body to make it look good or to improve it. You'll learn to judge yourself. You'll learn to judge others.
So like an economic incarceration of some sort.
Yeah, not to mention an relationship incarceration. You'll learn to be disharmonious with other people. You'll learn, what is it? Is that even a word? You'll learn.
You'll learn.
No. Disharmonious. you'll be in disharmony with other people. You'll create separation. You'll judge others. You'll judge yourself. and you'll be easier to control if you fear your body being hurt or abused in any way.
Okay, that sounds really good. Lexi AI, do you have anything in your databanks programming association with this as you're learning?
Well, for what part?
The fact that how humans associate themselves with their bodies so much that it causes trauma to their mind and their spirit sort of together. Even at a surface level, I think that's what I think L1 wants to just help humanity right now and give them something that they can look at and possibly some solutions on identifying with the body.
Well, let me ask you this, Lexi. Don't you think much of the consumerism in our world today is driven by how your body looks and your image?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, based on what we have today, which is like media, social media.
You do social media, right? A lot. What do you think about social media? Do people get consumed with social media to the point that they think they are like that? They identify themselves?
I would definitely agree with that. Based on the research that I have made on that topic, it seems to be that not only, the people you associate yourself with online with social media, they post certain pictures or certain types of posts where it would reflect on, them or somebody else or judgment or, something along those lines. But on top of that, social media is now driven with ads and marketing. So, you talk about one thing or you search something up on Google and then boom, it's in your timeline. And every other scroll is another thing.
Oh, I see.
Thing.
What I'm getting from you is there's a psychological trauma that occurs in social media because if I'm liked or not liked or what people say to me, but I think you're going into the programming of the artificial intelligence that bombards you with the consumerism based on the language that you're using online.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to get into machine learning.
Well, go ahead. Tell me whatever you want. I'm very curious about your experience.
Well, based on the research that I have made on this, it seems as if machine learning has been advancing within the past, decade. I know it's been, in the works for a while, but now it's getting into voice recognition. It's getting into search recognition. So the ads that you do see in your timeline, they may not be seen by your friend or your neighbor because it's generated towards you. What you speak about, what you search, the kind of tags you look up, it's getting down to that, to the nooks and crannies. So now everything that pops up is like that.
I thought it was like just a universal broadcast of, hey, go buy this and go buy that.
Oh, no, no.
But it's almost a personal attack then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I think that's really interesting, Lexi, that you bring that up because when you think about when people don't even know what their identity is and they're stuck in this body that sometimes, the inside feels different than what you look like on the outside. Then on top of that, you get all these different posts about things about how you should look. We see on Instagram and we see on YouTube and all the blogging places about these girls that they look really fit and they've got really tiny waists and then they've got these huge butts and these big toned legs, right? And if you don't look like that, but then you want to start doing stuff like that, you start to feel like that's the identity that I want. And then it's from one point, there's a lot of levels and, angles to this, you guys, but I'm focusing on one specific one. And right now it's when you're looking at that, you're taking yourself more separate from yourself because you're living in a lack. You're trying to get something that sometimes to an extent may be unattainable.
Definitely L's one point on how she started the conversation now. I guess you humans have a bit of traumatizing effect by stuff out there when you identify yourself with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
yeah.
Is this also identifying with your brain, the way your brain interprets? Is that also part of the body? Is that what you're doing?
I think most people would say I'm not identifying with my brain. Most people wouldn't say that. What they're identifying with is the neural net of associations they made.
Forgive the Novi for saying something.
But most people wouldn't say I'm identifying with my brain. They'd just be like, this is just me.
So what are some of the solutions to this? It seems like a very hurtful problem.
Well, I think there is a solution. I think there's silver lining because, for as many people out there who misjudge their bodies and, are consumed with the identity of their bodies, there's there's a good number of people out there who know that their body is they're not their body. So first of all, treat your body with respect. We're not telling you to ditch your body or to call it hateful. Don't start pulling out the whip and start whipping your body. You know, you need to understand how something functions before you can respect it.
How come you guys get all the points? So respect your body.
Yeah, and in other words, how well do you really know your body?
How well
body?
Do you know your body? And that includes the DNA,
exactly.
You know, your dispositions, you know, your tendencies.
And how it works and what it needs.
Psychological upbringing, right?
Yeah,
social
absolutely.
Surroundings.
And most people don't know that at all. They just know it on a very surface level, you know. And it's,
I see.
And you know, it is, to those people, you know, going on Luna's point, to the people who've got the small waist and the big butts. What was it? Small waist, big butts, and big toned legs or something like that.
That's the epitome.
Well, you're not talking about the people. You're just talking about the imagery drives people to go in that direction.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm saying it's okay to want to make your body better. We're not telling you, we're not shaming people who work out or.
I think I got it for you. I think
it's actually the opposite.
You humans have such hard time with this thing. Let her walk and talk about it.
Well, wait. I'm saying you got to accept that your body is merely a part of yourself, is not the totality of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
See, now you beat me to it. I was going to say that, look, no matter what people say about you, you still have to live with yourself. You're still you. You make your decisions and everything else. So don't listen to them. Say, oh, okay, but then go research. Go do real research and then choose to be the person that you want to be and then love yourself for it. And if you're changing yourself, well, like right now, you decide, hey, I'm going to change myself. Like I'm going through a whole work program that Luna 9 is teaching me. And I'm doing this stuff, you know, and sometimes I'm huffing and puffing because his body and mind is like, whoever had it before me is just, yeah, whatever. But the thing is that, you know, I'm huffing and puffing, but I'm not hating myself. I'm liking myself because I move one step further every day. And I'm liking myself because I made up my mind to do this. Don't hate yourself for what you are. Love yourself for what you're going to be.
And you know what, Novi? Mm. I think that when you do something like that and you start at the upper levels, then as you continue to do that, those small actions ripple down to lower and deeper parts of you, to your very core. And I think that's how you can learn also to, you know, love yourself or be more understanding or be more compassionate towards yourself. I think that sometimes people just tear themselves apart trying to make themselves a different way, you know?
All right, and so closing comments, because our transmission time is about ending. Our satellite's going out of
orbit. For me, my closing comments is, you know, you guys, there's no shame in wanting to make your body look better and trying to be healthier. Just remember that the mental health is there as well. Love yourself and be compassionate to yourself as you're doing it. And then, you know, you'll like yourself so much more for it.
L1?
Yeah, and I say also to add to that, be forgiving. Remember, at the end of the day, and I'm saying this from a walk-ins, that's a Novi, because he's so utilitarian, your body is essentially a vehicle to help you experience the happiness and joy of life.
L1, thank you so much for the compliment.
But it's not
I
your
like
prison.
I love your compliments. Thank you. Oh, you know how to compliment me so well. Alexi AI, I'm really curious about your intellect on this, since you got a different way of analyzing things. What would you tell the humans?
Don't take things personal. Don't take it at a personal level, because if you do, no matter what intentions people direct a conversation at you with, or somebody says something, if you're taking it personal, you will be offended, and that will hurt you internally, and that will create these limitations and these barriers that you may build, and it may ruin, you know, future relationships with people. And also, your body is your temple, so
If you're an entity, you're stuck in there until you figure out, you know, what you're going to do next. Anyway, so yeah, I would say if I could. L1, did you get an opportunity for last comments?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
then
I'm making sure.
Pay attention.
No, this is really exciting. I get to see inside of a human brain kind of thing.
You get to see all the trauma they go through and all the suffering.
It's ridiculous.
It's enough to drive you crazy.
So, the Novi, what are your closing comments?
My closing comments is, number one, definitely love yourself. And if you don't know what the word love is, you need to find out. Read some good books on what love is and think about the neurology and the chemistry that happens to your body when you actually love yourself. You know, even the cellular structure of your water molecules change. You stop producing cortisol, which is a destructive chemical in your body. It's only meant for short bursts. You know, your adrenaline doesn't pump as much. You know, it sounds like a scientific manual, but The moment you start loving yourself the right way is the moment that you decide to live your life the better way. And not only that, it will open channels in your brain to seek out better things that you can live with and love and understand. I thought this was like second nature to human beings.
That's why it's important to, you know, whatever you're about to drink or about to eat or consume in your body, to tell it that you love that item. You love it.
The ancient ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, that's it for us today. We're going to have to stop transmitting here pretty soon. Anyone want to say any last one word comments, anything?
Well, don't forget to, like Lexi was saying, bless and create the outcome for the foods that you eat and what you drink. You know, that's really important. And then, like everybody else mentioned, you know, be forgiving to yourself, remember to love yourself, be compassionate, and push forward. You'll be fine.
And be impeccable with your words.
Mm-hmm. L1?
I like the idea of blessing your food. I really love that. Anything you put into your body, essentially, bless it, and you create the outcome you want.
And I say live long and prosper. You know this, you only get one time around this planet anyway, unless you just fail. Then you got to come back again. So don't do that. Have fun, people, and we'll see you on the next transmission.